This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Bradford's run in the competition, nothing short of sensational, really. Everyone remembers that fourth round tie against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Went behind and ended up winning 4-2. And they backed that up with the fifth round win against Sunderland at home, winning 2-0. There's probably not that much between the two sides. Bradford 8th in League 1 and Reading down in 18th in the Championship.
Well, the odds imply that as well. I mean, I saw a headline in the paper today, Reading will test Bradford, and I actually thought it said Reading will test Bradford. This is a test you lay, actually. I mean, it's not... I've got no idea, absolutely no idea about this game, because I'm still suspicious about Bradford's win over Chelsea in the FA Cup. Hang me, lawyers, do what you want, but I'm not having it. How convenient it was that, you know, the FA Cup was out of the way for Chelsea when they were approaching big European Cup ties or Champions League ties soon after. Still got my suspicions, but, you know, I'm in a minority there. I don't know about this game. Bradford rested a few players in midweek, which was a surprise given that they've got an outside chance, well, more than an outside chance of making the playoffs in League One. So, you know, they're obviously going to give it plenty this weekend, but so are Reading as well. I'd have to say Reading's improved away form. If there's going to be a winner in this game, I would say it's going to be Reading, but the draw is the biggest price of the three. And I know it's one for Wimps, but it's one for me this weekend, the draw. I think it's a nailed-on draw.
9-4, the draw for Derek. I suppose that headline offer with John Stead included in it will be appealing to some. He's been a revelation in the competition, really. Scored 5 in his last 6 in the Cup. Joint leading scorer in this season's competition. So that 5-1 might appeal to some.
That's my bet. I think it's a tremendous price. You know, I think you're right in what you said, DK, about the fact that there's not a lot between these two sides. Reading haven't been doing too much. I mean, you only have to look at where they are in the Championship. 18th in the Championship, Reading. 2 wins in 6. One of those was knocking Derby out. And you could say the same for Derby as Derek was saying for Chelsea there. No one was crying at Derby when they got knocked out of the Cup. Scored 2 in the last 5. I think Bradford are in a better place in terms of the confidence. It's on their own patch. And it is a patch. We've seen that. You know, in recent times, in the League Cup and FA Cup, they've put out Wigan, Arsenal, Villa, Chelsea, Sunderland. There's something about this team, you know, that the manager is a man who knows how to get through these ties. These players obviously listen to him. His players, you know, without being too dramatic about it, you know, they say that we'll die for the manager. It's that kind of situation they've got at Bradford at the minute. I just think they're a great price to win it. I think they've got more about them. They've got that whole... If there is cup magic, it's in Bradford, that's for sure. You know, it takes a lot to get that Bradford City crowd... the wider crowd in Bradford going, but we're not too far from Bradford. And, you know, the place is a buzz with what they've done this season. The interesting thing about Bradford is, and I know what Derek's saying about Chelsea, but, you know, Phil Parkinson's, you know, a very good talker, a very good manager, and he was saying that we actually try and play good football. It's just that we can't play it in League One because it's not that kind of football. It's kick and rush. It's very quick. He said, when we go and play Premier League teams, suddenly they give us loads of space and we're like, all right, yeah, we'll have a go at this. We'll knock this about. So, you know, whichever kind of game it is, Bradford can play that game. I'm just wondering if Reading can. You know, the worst kind of team for me is a Championship team who think they're better than they are. Mm. You know, and I wonder if Reading will get a bit of a rude awakening going down to League One level pitch and type of game. So Reading to win, like that. And you know, you said everything about John Stead. John Stead's played at a higher level.
Bradford to win, you mean?
What did I say?
Reading to win.
Bradford to
win.
I told you Reading would test them.
Bradford to win is great at 13-8. You mentioned John Stead. He's obviously played at a high level, never quite made it. He's probably like maybe like a lower Championship level striker, I guess. Does great in League One, of course. That's great. 5-1. Mm. John said to score, Bradford to win. You gave the stats. That'll do me nicely.
It's a huge match for Bradford boss Phil Parkinson because he was, in his playing days, something of a stalwart, wasn't he, at Reading in the 90s? I think he made over 200 appearances for Reading, so big game for him, big game for Bradford.
If this was Fighting Talk on 5 Live, they'd put that little jingle on that sounds like Google, you know, when they go, they've completed those. There's no way you knew that. Off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head. I'll admit that.
It's a good stat, though.
13-8, Bradford. The draw, 9-4. Reading, 17-10. It's the draw for Derek at 9-4. And Lee going with Bradford, 13-8. Have a look at that headline offer as well. John Stead to score and Bradford to win, which is 5-1.
Derek, I know what you mean about, you know, gone are the days when, you know, we have, you know, quality teams at this stage of the competition, you know, where it's the top, you know, most of the teams are in the top 10 of the Premier League. But in this day and age of, you know, multi-million pound Premier League football, it's not, I don't mind it, you know what I mean? Bradford could get 1.8 million quid from a trip to the final. It does mean an awful lot to these clubs now. And at least they're showing the kind of the desire and the passion to go forward in it. Whereas other with Premier League managers will send a weakened team out.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.